from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Paramedics are heralding the establishment of a new provincial government committee on which they'll be represented and provide input on health and safety issues. QP Local 1484 is a union for medics in the Cochrane District. President Ted Stein says one achievement will be better public awareness of the dangers, physical and emotional, his members face on the job.
Because we know that police officers inherently do dangerous work. We know that firefighters inherently do dangerous work. Paramedics, not so much.
Stein explains that the dangers facing medics are violence from patients and dealing with hazardous environments and substances. An investigation has been launched into foreign interference in Canadian federal elections. The Commissioner of Canada Elections says her office has received serious allegations following media reports alleging Chinese meddling in the last two federal elections. Work is now underway to determine if there's merit to the complaints. Canada Elections is an arm's-length agency of the federal government with no link to the government or to Elections Canada. Three of 12 Climo siblings from South Porcupine are displaying their paintings from this Saturday until April 23rd at the Timmins Museum. Rick and Bill Climo and Emily Kaiser have been painting all their lives. They're in their early 60s now. Rick says they've sold some of their art but haven't made livings from it, all holding down other jobs.
And this may sound like I'm trying to be smart, but it isn't about the money. Sincerely, the three of us can say clearly, we have to paint.
85 pieces depicting northern people, places, and things make up the exhibit. You can hear more about it on our website. And the sounds of engines and cars crashing into each other can get anyone's heart pumping fast. Your opportunity to experience that comes next Saturday in Iroquois Falls at the Winter Carnival Demolition Derby. Coordinator Jesse Cebulski says safety rules for cars and drivers are strict, but simple, as the demolition derby culture develops in these parts.
A lot of guys run $10,000, $15,000 cars that are welded and have all these custom mods, which is great. That's a lot of fun, but we want to keep it sort of easy and simple for the guys just getting into the sport up here.
You can hear our entire discussion with Jesse Cebulski on MyTimmonsNow.com. It should answer any questions you have. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.